This is Inside on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Sacramento KZAP Radio is celebrating 5 years after being dormant for 23. You probably know the radio station goes back to the 60s, and like rock and roll itself, this station lives on and on. Dennis Newhall is co-founder of the new KZAP. He also hosts KZAP on CAP Radio. That's Saturdays from 7 to 8, and he's on the phone with today's Uplift. Hi, Dennis. I am not hearing Dennis. There he is. Hi there.
Oh, I'm here.
We got
Hello,
connected. So we've got
5 years.
KZAP.
How can that be? How can that be? You were there at the beginning, too. Remember?
Not at the beginning in the 1960s, but this
beginning five years ago. You were there at the beginning 5 years ago when KZAP returned.
And that was really because the audience wanted it, the memories and the music, especially for the boomer generation, were so powerful. How's the return been received over the 5 years?
Well, you know, we came back not as a resurrection of KZAP, but as a new station in the spirit of KZAP, which is to say we play the music from the past that we consider good, but we also keep forging ahead and finding new people playing rock and roll or play new releases from heritage acts, as we call them, Tom Petty, people like that. I'm on the air right now, as a matter of fact. In fact, hold on a second, I got to put a record on. Just get this LP queued up here, and then, okay, we're all set to go now.
Oh, I love that. That's great. And LP, too. So what
this is theater
what
of the mind, Beth.
Put on, by the way? What are you playing?
Pardon me? Oh, this is theater of the mind. I'm on the air right now, but I'm talking to you. I'm not really putting records on. We're way past that.
Oh, I so much wanted to go along with you on that. So we're going to hear a little sample of a band in a moment, but part of why we're talking is that it's a KZAP birthday celebration fundraiser happening soon on the 4th of July, and everybody who loves this effort will want to know about all the music you're going to play, so say a little bit about it.
We've been celebrating our birthdays at the big fireworks show out in Carmichael, which, of course, is canceled this year. So in its place, we've gathered together some people that we play on the air, both artists that have been around for a long time and brand-new artists, for a special concert of mostly exclusive and certainly rare videos. Now, this is not a live stream. We're nonprofit. Something like that is a big undertaking. We wanted to make sure that it went off all right. So this is stuff that people have sent us. But we've got Jackie Green headlining, and included in the lineup is Elvin Bishop, Sammy Hagar, Cherie Curry from The Runaways, Dramarama, and their return to some great music after 15 years. A new band that we're going to hear if we get a chance called Davis. Now, this does my heart good. These guys are not yet 21, and they are really, really good rockers, and they've given us some really good videos. And so it's going to be an hour and a half, 2 hours. We're not sure yet because some music is still coming in. But there's going to be a July concert for us from you know, to celebrate our fifth birthday, the fact that we're still playing rock and roll, both new and old.
Let's go to that music. We do have that clip from Davis, and we'll shake it up here in the morning. It's not even 10 a.m. That's the right time for a little rock and roll, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is.
All right, here's the band Davis.
We'll be right back.
The band Davis, getting you in the spirit, Sacramento's KZAP, which is 93.3 on the FM dial and online worldwide at kzap.org, is celebrating 5 years on the line, on the air, wherever you're finding it. I've got Dennis Newhall with me. And wow, there's a lot of new music being created, isn't there, right now?
I always remind people, when I was at KZAP the first time, there was a day when Can't Buy a Thrill by Steely Dan came in, or the first Lynyrd Skynyrd album, and nobody'd ever heard of them. And look where they ended up. So we're looking for those kind of bands that KZAP always looked for, did not stop at 1990 and kept moving forward to find the rockers of today instead of just the rockers of yesterday. And we mix it all together 24 hours a day at k-zap.org.
So say something about the... Yeah, very beginnings of KZAP, Dennis, because somebody's listening. There's so many new people in this region saying, I don't know the history. What was this station?
Underground radio started in San Francisco, and KZAP was not far behind. It's a complicated story about how an FM station got switched on to being a rock station. It was a bunch of 19, 20, 21-year-old kids who wanted to do it and convinced the owner that that's the kind of music they should play. And, of course, for 5 or 6 years, it was a moneymaker, but certainly not at first. And then when sort of corporations discovered FM radio, KZAP, with a little bit more guidance and more formatting, became the market leader for a long time. Really, really strong numbers in the late 70s, early 80s. And so, you know, we're not an underground freeform station, but we're also not a classic rock station that plays the same things over and over again. We've got a relatively large library to pay homage to the fact that KZAP, you know, used to have 10,000 albums in the control room, and if you couldn't find something you could wanted to play, you could bring stuff from home.
I want to say the website again. It's k-zap.org.
Yes.
That's a real easy way to find it, and sometimes it's easier that way than trying to get the signal at 93.3 FM. If people want to post birthday messages or memories, is there a way to do that, Dennis?
Well, again, being an all-volunteer nonprofit station, we don't staff any kind of full-time. There's a feedback form you can find on the website, and that would certainly be a place to do that. And there's also the Sacramento's KZAP Facebook page. Now, it's key here that you go to the Sacramento's KZAP Facebook page. That's the radio station page. And you can post things there. And, of course, we'll be asking for donations, because the concert is going to benefit not only us and Process Theater, our licensee, but Girls Rock Sacramento and Blues in the Schools. So we need to make some money so we can share it.
And that is an important point about all of this. It's going to be a two-hour event. You do have a few rascals hosting it, right? And that's actually their word.
Well, yeah, that's Mindy's word. Scott Forrington is an interesting man on the air, that's for certain. And Bill Prescott, one of the favorite announcers from way back and also from now. They're just fun to listen to. Their attitudes are great. Their content is great. They love rock and roll, and they're going to be doing video hosting of the show. Now, we won't be broadcasting this. The broadcast will be the same thing on our radio station. This will be a stream separate to go to watch for the 2 hours, and it'll run at 2 o'clock and at 7 o'clock.
All right, am I giving the correct email address or the correct link to find it then, to find the stream?
Well, yeah, we will have specific links on the website once they're established, but k-zap.org is the place to get all the information, or listen, because we'll be talking about it a lot between now and the 4th.
Okay, so it's all on the 4th of July, airing twice on Saturday at 2 p.m. Pacific time, and then an encore at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And congrats to you, Dennis, to Diane Michaels, to Tom Kale, and everybody else that helped relaunch KZAP, which was 5 years ago on 4th of July.
Hard to believe, isn't it? We got another 18 years to go to match the original KZAP's record.
Okay, well, let's do that. We're going to close out the show. We'll listen to a little more rock and roll. Dennis, thank you so much. Stay safe. Take care. Glad to have you with us.
Well, I appreciate you having us on, and make sure you tune in on the 4th.
That's Dennis Newhall, co-founder of Sacramento's KZAP. You can also hear him with KZAP programming on CAP Radio Saturday evenings. That's from 7 to 8 p.m. We'll post links so you can find your way through everything. But for now, that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruriak. We're going to leave you a little spirited with a little more rock and roll from the band Davis. Take care.